Let's talk about the big show. Kind of a big deal, blah, blah.
KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
Greg bangs my mom.
Izzy.
I'm racist.
Diva. Greg.
Oh, God, right there.
The movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
Where are they?
Oh, you know, just putting on my mega maid outfit, sanitizing everything. I wish we could put like a bug bomb in here of just Lysol. Wouldn't
yeah,
that
sure.
be dope?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. I'd be all about that. You sit on the counter, walk away, the whole room is a plume of Lysol or
disinfectant.
Clorox. I don't know who advertised.
They have plugins like that already.
Do they?
That'd I mean, be sweet, kinda.
Dude. You know, I saw this this like robot. I can't remember if it was Europe or Russia, but it definitely wasn't here in the States. But it's a robot of UV light.
Nice.
That's
just,
nice.
Like drives in automatically into empty hospital rooms and just and shoots
like,
light
over their teeth and then drives out.
All right. If it does that, it's definitely not in the UK, but. Maybe
UV light is different than black light, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
UV light apparently kills things.
Okay. But it's also purple.
Purple? No, you can't see UV light. Ultraviolet rays? No. Can't see them.
It's not in the visible spectrum.
It's correct.
Mm.
Isn't black light just like...
It's like that purple light.
It's like they put window tint
over
a light bulb. That's all it is.
My lamps in college. That was a
cool
thing.
Oh, yeah. I can totally see you. God, you probably lived at Spencer's, didn't you?
Oh, no. Dude, I did when I was a kid.
Did you?
When I was a kid, that was like the thing. You got the... They had those... they were like velvet posters
oh,
with like
yeah.
black light things.
With mushrooms.
Yeah, like the velvet posters were cool.
Yeah.
I had
I
one
didn't buy those
that
there,
was... it was an alien. And it said, I want to believe. And it was an alien head. He was like reaching out. It's black light. It's green. It's pretty dope.
That's dope.
Yeah,
I know.
That's pretty cool.
I was big into X-Files when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know? I never watched it. Shockingly.
Really?
No.
Oh, man.
I only ever
it.
Went to Spencer's for lava lamps. I have a obsession.
Yeah, I went there to get black lights, posters, and then what's it called? Incense to cover up the smell of smoke. On
right.
The,
and then you went behind them all to go buy your shrooms and weed.
Then I did whippets with the guys behind them all after they stole a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's always made my head hurt.
Never did whippets. Never done drugs.
Yeah, whippets are not exciting.
Don't do drugs. I worked with a guy. I worked in the dairy section at the grocery store, you know? And first day on the job, this guy must have done every single can of Ready Whip was empty. He must have done 7 to 8 cases of whippets.
God.
Yeah, he was back there for like 2 hours. I thought he was stocking milk. I go in there, the floor is just covered in cans, like a balloon drop. You know, after the balloons are on the floor, I'm like, can't walk without kicking Ready Whip cans. You know,
that's disgusting.
There's probably like 20 cans of Ready Whip in a case. He did 7 to 8 cases.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. He's just giggling in the corner when I walked in. He was. He was an idiot. Complete moron.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was his first day on the job. Like he got the job so he could do free whippets like that.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, he's like, dude.
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, you're not going to get a better chance than that.
Right.
That's it. Yeah, then he quit and he went right to the dairy farm itself. Probably works at the Cool Whip factory.
Wow.
He's trying to get whippets off cow rudders and
exactly.
stuff.
He's hitting bottom. He's just sucking the teat of a cow. It's like, no, that's not how it works, bro. It's like, dude, no, it's straight from the source, bro. It's uncut. All right. Enough of this nonsense. Let's get to the feed.
The feed with Izzy.
You know, today's going to be a good day. Taco Bell is offering free Doritos Locos Tacos all over the U.S. today.
Really?
But only to drive-through customers. No purchases required. They're
Hold
doing
up.
This
you know,
to
delicious.
To thank the community for, you know, all being relatively good during
Team Taco.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, those are the kind of things usually I'm like, ew, gross, but like they're actually delicious.
Are they?
Who doesn't love Doritos?
Like combo things or whatever, but
I never had the Doritos taco because when it came out, I wasn't eating meat. But I used to love their soft shell taco supremes. See, I used to get two of them with cinnamon twists.
Exactly. You know what you get at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I now get I a number get six, double chalupa.
There's like six ingredients. So.
I know, but dude, chalupas are bomb. That's how I roll.
Is that the chalupa?
Yeah. Baja style. It's like a deep fried pita.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That's what it is.
And then they just make it into a taco.
Yeah.
So
I think their regular old Taco Supremes are just classic.
They
are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were phenomenal. The tomatoes never tasted like real tomatoes. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, well. Take those out.
And the meat, I mean, come on. But I thought it all tasted delicious my entire life.
Yeah.
I never cared. I mean, the meat was gritty, but I was like, whatever. This Taco Bell is amazing.
Bomb, okay? If anyone's bad about the Taco Bell.
I know. That was always my favorite. That was my favorite fast food restaurant.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I loved it.
Still delicious. Yeah. I haven't had it in a very long time, but I guarantee, bomb.
Yeah. So if you want to go for Taco Tuesday today, like I said, no purchase necessary. Just go to the drive-thru and get your free Doritos Locos Taco.
Team Taco.
I'm guessing it's one per person. It didn't say in the article, but that's just an
assumption. Let's not be greedy. You can't get like 30 of them.
Yeah, let's not be greedy, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, like if you go with a car of three people, just get three tacos.
Exactly. Thank you.
Do we have detective music?
Do we ever? Are you kidding me?
You're going to like this one.
It's literally called detective music on my screen.
A painting was stolen from a museum in the Netherlands.
I love these stories.
A Van Gogh painting from the 1800s.
You mean Van Gogh?
Thieves broke in around 3:15 in the morning and stole the painting. It's worth 5 million euros.
Are you having a stroke? Did you say painting?
Dude.
Are you a vampire?
I don't know what's going on with my mouth.
Van Gogh painting.
This happened.
Well, she figured because Picassos are called paintings that Van Goghs would be called paintings.
This literally happened during my first sentence today. I don't know what's going on, but
they stole a painting.
My brain is not connecting with my mouth today for some reason.
I'm really tired.
That's it. That's the story.
So they don't know what happened?
That's pretty cool.
No.
It's just up and walked away.
Yeah, and just that painting. No others.
Oh, they knew what they were doing. It was a mission. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I love this. They waited for the perfect moment, a.k.a. a global pandemic.
Yeah.
They're like, this will pass, and then I will sell.
Yeah.
I love stolen painting stuff. I love heists. This is exciting.
Yeah.
What country was this in?
Netherlands.
Oh, the Netherlands. God, you know how much they respect their art.
Thank you, sir.
The last day of the month, too. We got one in. Not bad. Something about your mouth, right? I'm writing it down.
Oh, damn it.
That could be an I heard that.
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Okay, you can cut the detective music.
Really?
Yeah. I'll let you know when they find the people, if they do.
Okay, yeah. Let's get a follow-up on that one.
The NCAA is now allowing athletes to have an extra year of eligibility for the ones whose season was cut short because of COVID-19. So typically, the NCAA will allow athletes 4 years that can be used over a span of five. But now they're extending that to six for those who got screwed over.
Six. Wow. Well, I do feel bad for all the athletes and the Olympic athletes, too. You've been training for years and years and years for the Olympics, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, one more year.
Yeah, what is that?
Damn it, I'm burnt out.
They fine tune it down to like 1/10 of a second, too, like they're doing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
I saw one lady who was like, I'm going to use this year to become a better athlete. And I was like, oh, my God. That's the heart of a champion.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Use this year to become a better athlete. I have not thought about that once during this pandemic.
No. I've become a much worse athlete already.
Is this extra year in the NCAA, is that for people to get recruited for professional teams?
I would imagine, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So they got another year that they can...
Okay.
What is, for basketball, you're talking about all NCAA, but I believe basketball you have to play
basketball
in
you have to do one year.
Yeah. At least 1 year. All right.
In college?
Which is still ridiculous. Mm-hmm. If a grown man, I mean, if they're considered a grown man under the law, 18 years old, wants to go do a job, I don't understand how they can stop him. To me, that's collusion.
Completely agree. Why would you have to go to the to college? I mean,
and they collude with the other league to make it so they won't draft him. How is that even legal? I don't understand that.
No, dude. I think the NCAA is going to be... There's a major upheaval happening here.
Yeah.
Especially with paid athletes. Now it really, you know what I mean? It's not going to matter as much. And that's probably what it was. But yeah, I know what you mean. They were just trying to protect the NCAA to make sure that they still have a league. Because you know, a lot of these kids, all the good players, they want them to play basketball so it attracts ratings and revenue.
But that's too bad. Right. I mean, I don't know. I just don't get it.
I agree with you. I completely
agree. It's like saying all your customers are going somewhere else. So you make it a law your customers aren't allowed to shop somewhere else, you know, or something like that. I don't know. It just seems like a weird
thing. Well, there are businesses that do that.
That's true.
There's a reason why you can only go a certain amount of places. All right. And by the way,
yeah, I guess.
Those places are fantastic, wonderful services and products that we should all use.
That's true.
At this time. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, Izzy, for the feed. Appreciate it. It was a good one today. I really appreciate the diversity. We talked sports. We talked heists. I don't remember what the first one was, but it was great. Yeah. Smoking. What was it?
Tacos.
Spencer's. Oh, and tacos. Wow. That's right. All right, get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message, 69187. We are going to be going over March Sadness, our bracket system, trying to find the worst people in the country at the moment. We're going to need your help coming up with some ideas. For my recommendation is that chick that licked the toilet seat in that COVID Corona video thing. Human trash. Let's throw her up on the brackets. We're going to figure out how many people we need. That way we can narrow this whole thing down. It should be a fun one. You can always text in BS in your message, 69187. Let's get back to it. Metallica, Sad But True.
BS in the morning. Bow to the fifth man.
Speaking of fifth man, let's go to the phones. 876-3692 if you want to weigh in on anything ever you can, much like this person. BS in the morning, who's this?
Yo, it's Chris the Pirate again.
Hey, Chris! How are you, Chris?
You know, another early morning training. This thing's going to go on for like 4 weeks.
Wow, I like it. We're getting a heavy dose of Chris the Pirate early in the a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Are you training near people? Are they respecting the social distance guidelines?
Well, pretty much half the building's been evacuated.
Yeah, but are you still sitting next to people in a conference room kind of a thing?
We keep like one desk apart from each other. Like, you know, okay. We have like a desk in the middle.
All right. There you go. Good. You're conscious of it. That's good. That's a start.
Are you guys wiping the desk down when you come in and leave and stuff?
Usually we have a janitorial staff who handles that.
Oh, the janitorial staff. Okay.
Wow. All right. Yeah. The man wears khakis to work,
right? He's like, I don't do that stuff. What am I, a pissant? Yeah. What are you talking
about? Khakis?
What do you wear?
Khakis, he said.
No, I got a pair of, like, black pants on.
Oh, my apologies, sir. I got the color incorrect. Are you wearing black pants and a red shirt? Is this the old Chris the Pirate special?
No, I got a blue shirt on, but that's because my red shirt wasn't clean enough today, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It wasn't clean enough?
Mm-hmm. That's right. He, so...
What's that commercial where they're talking about the guy wearing the khakis and the red shirt?
That's not... Staples.
State Farm one.
State Farm. That's
State Farm.
Jake from State
Farm. What are you
Farm.
Wearing, Jake from State Farm? Khakis?
That's right.
Yeah, that guy.
That's right.
That was like Chris's uniform anyway, before he even had this kind of job.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's perfect.
So. Yeah. Chris always looked like he worked at Target. Like, always.
Yeah, they're ripping off my style, dang it.
Exactly.
I know. What the hell?
I know. I know. Good.
You
well,
should have carried a walkie-talkie around with you when you're at when you're at Target, just for the hell of it.
Hey, Chris, how did training go yesterday?
It went fine. You know, just the trainer is actually a lot more chill than all the other ones I've had.
That's good. That's important. So, cool. Chris, let's get to the really important stuff. Do you want us to text your girlfriend for you?
No.
You want us to call her here on the show? And we can
leave messages? I'm good.
Are you sure?
Where does she live? I'll go over there.
Yeah, you want Greg? Greg can go, like, check in.
Dude,
on
let's
her.
Do like Roxanne. I'll have a megaphone behind the thing, and she'll think you're talking.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good idea. Yeah, we'll call it a wellness check. You know, that's
yeah.
nice. You're just checking in on your neighbors, Chris.
Yeah, let's save that for a later time when we're not about to die from an epidemic.
Well, this
well,
is
now a, you know she's home.
Yeah, this is like really the most important time, you know? Do you know where she lives or no? Do you not know that yet?
I do, but I'm not going to tell that to you guys.
Okay, that's fair. Well, all,
that's
right,
fine.
All right, relax. We're not pressing. Jeez.
I know.
Okay, we're just wondering.
Just tell me what house it is on her street.
Yeah, just give me the address and her blood type and her social security number.
Hey, Chris, did you pick her up when you guys went on a date? Did you pick her up at her house?
No, for our first date, I actually picked her up at a kind of a public location, you know, to keep safe.
Smart.
And then I dropped her off at home.
Smart.
But you did pick her up. That's good. I mean, she trusted you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Good. Yeah, you want her to trust you. That's
maybe
good.
Not a good idea, but goodness,
yeah,
well,
I
for
know.
You.
Exactly. Did you tell her that you almost drowned one time?
Not yet.
Okay, well, that's a all good right. story. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to be there for that one.
Saving the goods.
Yeah, I know. You're like, I live an exciting life. I almost drowned once. Mm-hmm. An ambulance had to come and the whole thing.
I almost mm-hmm. suffocated when I was a kid. That's how I got the name.
What?
Your name was suffocated?
No, the whole Chris the Pirate name, it became a thing once I almost got suffocated as a kid.
Ah, yes.
It's about the pirate ship.
Well, we knew it wasn't because you were seaworthy.
That's right.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know. Chris, if you're wondering why we're talking about with Chris the Pirate, Chris the Pirate was on a boat for old BS in the morning on the Cardboard Regatta. You were in a cardboard boat on a lake, and the cardboard boat mm-hmm. fell on your leg, and you couldn't get up.
6 inches of choppy water.
Because that 6 inches of choppy water and wet cardboard was too heavy for you. So
well, the thing was is that the sand kept like falling underneath me every time I tried to climb up.
That's right.
Quicksand.
That's
it's
right.
quicksand. We were talking about that the other
quicksand.
Day.
Quicksand. You know what? I thought it was a myth.
It is
Chris
real.
The Pirate. It almost got Chris the Pirate.
It did.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Well, hey, Chris, I'm really, really impressed with your skills to work during the pandemic, and I'm really impressed that you are still maintaining this relationship, more importantly. Like, this is, it's not easy to maintain a relationship right now, let alone a person who hasn't had many like yourself, you know? That's good.
Right.
It's showing a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and thanks to you guys, too, for keeping busy during this whole time as well.
Hey, man. Thanks.
You guys are the real stars.
That's true. My couch, very comfortable.
Oh, yeah. We're all superstars, especially Sparks, who's hovering over that Benny Hill button right now. Yep. Expecting it any second now. Oh, boy. Yep. So, you guys,
All right. Thanks, Chris. Talk to you tomorrow. That was a long one today.
Yeah,
it was long.
I think we're going to start trying to push it farther and farther if he keeps calling in. We're just trying to make it, you know.
Let's just keep him until like the afternoon.
Every time we go on, we don't say anything on the break. It's just Chris the Pirate breathing.
Right.
I want to sit in on his training. What the
Me
hell
too.
Could they be training right now for? If they're
I
not
know.
Training to wash your hands, what are they training for?
I don't know.
But hey, I'm glad
what are
he's
they
got
selling?
A job. Dude, it must be maybe pandemic insurance.
Yeah,
that would
I guess
be
so.
Killing it right now.
Mm.
Yeah, dude.
No pun intended.
Aww.
Oh, man.
Dude, I know the first, you know.
Yes.
No, we've been talking about people that, you know somebody, if it has it got to anybody you know.
Yeah.
I actually finally know someone whose nephew passed away from this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dude, here in Nevada?
No, it was in Chicago. The person lives in Nevada, and he was he's not very old.
Oh, dude, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. All right, on that horrible, sad note, we're going to break. We're going to come back. We'll hit you with Offspring. It's comp. We'll be right back.
show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the Morning.
Did you hear about the guy in Brooklyn that coughed on...
Are you serious?
FBI agents?
I keep having dreams that somebody coughs on me and I just...
You'll lose it?
Yeah, like I actually physically assault them. I don't think I know how to throw a punch, but in my dreams I'm pretty good at it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And there are like different scenarios, you know? Like some with weapons, others without. And I'm just like...
You have awful dreams.
You serious?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Real quick, tangent. I had a dream last night that I just remembered. And Greg, you were in it.
Mm. I think Greg was in my dream last night too, actually.
Really?
Look, there's plenty of Greg to go around, okay?
People kept getting shot in my dream.
I got... Yes! Oh, Greg got shot in my dream.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Were you at a hospital?
No.
All right. Greg and I were in a hospital. I don't know what we were doing. We were like visiting someone in a hospital. And there was like a... Like a mass shooting.
I think they call that the ventilator.
Shut up.
We were, there was like a mass shooting or something, and Greg and I survived this mass shooting in a hospital.
What?
And we were going around like, whoa, dude, that was crazy. And then there's this one dude without a shirt on that was really pissed at me for some reason. He flashed a gun in his pocket. He's like, this is your one warning, right? And I was like, all right, whatever, bro. And Greg, you were with me. And then as we got off the elevator... Greg, I was like, that was crazy, man. I'm glad we lived. And you're like, yeah, dude, I can't believe we survived. That was nuts. And as we turned the corner, shirtless guy was waiting for the elevator. At like another set of elevators. And he looked. He's like, I told you I had one warning. And he pulled the gun out. And I started running. And I got shot in the ribs. And then, Greg, you got lit up all over the back, bro. You got, yeah, you fell and died. And then I ran around a pole.
You fell and died.
Yeah, yeah, Greg died. And then I ran around a pole. And this guy ran out. And I clotheslined him.
That's nice.
And that was it. And then I woke up.
When you woke up, did you feel the pain in your ribs?
No.
Like a phantom.
You know, no. I would still rather be my character in this story than the guy with his shirt off. So.
That's sad.
No, I know why I thought that is. Before I went to bed, I watched this like 16-year-old wrestler tackle a dude at a convenience store. Because this guy at the convenience store, he must have been on drugs. He punched a little kid in the parking lot. He tried to kidnap him.
That's
what?
Awful.
Yeah. Dude, he tried to kidnap this kid. And this mom was like fighting him off. So he ran inside the convenience store.
Where did this happen?
This was in, I think, New Mexico. And then,
I thought you meant you were like sitting there watching this. So you saw a video of
this. This is a video, a real life video.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so
videos of kids being abducted is terrifying.
Yeah, and this guy just starts swinging on the employees at the convenience store. This is real. And boy, he catches this one like right hook on this dude's nose, blood. You could see it on the video all over the floor.
Ugh.
Anyway, so like 2 minutes in, apparently the state champion 6'5", 16-year-old wrestler kid, you see him like throw the door open like Macho Man. He just walks in. He's like, where is he? He goes in.
Oh, my God.
Disappears. And he comes back into the frame of the camera, like dragging this dude on the ground, pins him, holds him there until the cops come.
Wow. There's like a foot hanging out of a suitcase. Him in there.
Yeah, for real.
Someone threw him a Slim Jim, and he snaps into it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's like, ah! And then, yeah.
That's why it'd be cool to learn, like, jiu-jitsu and stuff, because it's like, if it ever came down to a situation like that in real life, you could actually defend yourself and other people.
Yeah, well, that's what this kid did. He was a big boy, too.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I pinned him down, held him there for 4 minutes.
Hell yeah.
And the guy got charged with, boy, the guy got charged
a lot.
With. Yeah, like not kidding, like seven
assault
or eight
assault of
accounts.
A minor.
What's wrong with this
attempted
guy?
Attempted kidnapping.
Apparently, what, he look like all wiry and stuff?
Probably bath salts.
Yeah. He was all skinny
say, man,
and wiry.
If you get beat up by a 16-year-old kid, you're probably like,
dude, oh, you'd get beat up by the 16-year-old kid. This guy was a monster. Greg, he's like 6'5", 275 pounds, all
muscle.
Yeah,
they don't have old people strength yet, dude. 16-year-old kids are weak, bro.
Okay.
They are.
This kid was a pro. Is a state champion wrestler. This guy would
it
just get
matter.
You on the ground.
He's a state champion wrestler against other 16-year-olds.
No, bro. This guy was about the size of the door frame. I'm not
if
kidding.
If he's really 16, I'm telling you, he'd get whooped on. For sure.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's not legal, so it doesn't really matter.
Wait for it. Hold on. Wait.
Set it up.
Teach me the ways of the street, tough guy, Greg.
Set it up with the 16-year-old. I'll put $1,000 I don't have on it.
You'd wrestle, though. You wouldn't do your own style.
I'll wrestle the 16-year-old guy. I don't care. Whatever.
I feel like delusions of grandeur is what you have, Greg.
The guy doesn't even got their puberty yet, bro. What are you talking about?
This guy had puberty at 7 years old, man.
No,
he's built like Lou
Ferrigno. He's 16,
Ferrigno.
Dude. No.
Ah, okay. All right. That's fine. Dude, let me just say, okay? I used to do, you know, 50 push-ups in less than a minute.
Wow.
You know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I used to do, like, it was called the 300 workout. You do 300 reps of whatever in the quickest amount of time possible.
Jeez.
So I would just bang out 50 push-ups. Man, I couldn't do 20 push-ups in 10 minutes right now, I bet. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you lose sense
arm wrestle a 16-year-old, a giant one. You'll destroy him in, like, 2 seconds.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think.
They don't
no
have, like,
sparks,
the old man balls yet,
that.
Dude. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Old man, you ever see like a skinny old man like pick up a transmission and put it in a car? These guys that work out in the it's just old man strength.
I know. Old man strength is a real thing. I'm not denying that. I agree that it's a real thing.
I want to test this out. It sucks that we have to do social distancing right now.
I know.
Because
I want to arm wrestle a 16-year-old.
Because I don't think it's true, but I'm curious.
Totally true.
I want to test it out. We need to get some
like
of the
when we were in high school, we had guys that looked huge
town.
On our football team, and I guarantee right now you'd be able to smash all of them. Because if you go back in time, they don't look big. You know what I mean? They were then, but like now they're not. It's relative, dude.
No, but I know. But 6'5" is still 6'5". I mean,
well, if he's 6'5", all right. But still,
yeah, he's 6'5".
It means his frame is skinny. Then I'll just tackle him. It's fine.
I'm telling you, he's not skinny, bro. He's a big boy. You could tell this guy grew up on a farm. He's like lifting tractors for recreation. You know, he's
hell
like training
yeah.
like Rocky
yeah.
Ford.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Set it up.
He's wearing like Carhartts and a hooded sweatshirt. You know, kind of a thing.
Dude, set it up.
We can't set it up.
Yeah, you don't want to touch anybody right now. And I agree with that.
It's worth it just to win.
All right. Well, I was going to talk about the FBI arresting this guy for getting coughed on. He did yell at the FBI agent saying, I have the coronavirus, and then coughed on people. So they're arresting him, which is good, you know? You don't want to say that you have.
Right.
Everyone just stop coughing on anybody right now. It's not good to do, and no matter what.
No.
You have these people going to grocery stores coughing on food,
yeah.
you know what I mean,
people
as a prank
dicks.
Or something. Just stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop being an a-hole.
It's not funny.
It is not.
Well, there's always going to be one idiot, you know, like the people that lick the ice cream and stuff. I mean,
that's what I mean, man. What a piece of garbage. Anyway, he's been arrested.
Good.
And that's we need more people like that off the street right now. They shouldn't be on the street anyway. Pieces of trash.
Hey.
The man got you down? Let us help you tell them to f*** off. BS in the morning.
Greg, you have something?
Dude, I was watching TV, and they have this thing on there, right, about, because, excuse me, I was disgusting, but there's this thing, you know, you're all stuck inside, so I was like, oh, my dog's going to need food, I have to go to the store again.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this commercial, and it's like, the farmer's dog, it's called, right? And it's like, fresh food straight to your home. It's kind of like Blue Apron or whatever for dogs, I guess.
Okay.
You know, it just shows up, and you heat it up, and you make it for your dog. So I go on this website, and it's like, see now for the farmer, you know, whatever. So I start, like, looking at it, and it's like, okay, so how big's your dog? I was like, all right, these are, you know, questions I guess they would need for whatever. How many dogs? What's his name? What zip code do you live in? Okay, whatever. Then it's like, you get 20% off today. I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know? So I go to the next page. You know, weight, all this other stuff. What does he like to eat? So I put this all in there, dude, and it's like, okay. And I get to the next page, dude, $50 a week.
Wow.
With the 20% discount.
Whoa. Wow. For dogs?
For a dog, dude. Like, I don't even shop for myself, I don't think, for that much for a week. That's ridiculous, man. Like, $50 a week, and then they send you a little box or whatever, and that's 20% off.
Wow. Good so Lord.
That's $200 a month.
That's what I'm saying. That's 20% off, too. So it would have been like, what? I don't know, $250? My math is horrible right now. But
are you kidding me? So
bucks,
are they sending, like,
bucks?
Flank steaks? Like, what are they sending?
I don't know, dude. It better be like a whole box of, like, filet mignon or something.
That's what
that,
I mean.
That's, yeah. No, it's ridiculous, man. And I don't even feed, like, Izzy, do you feed your dog cooked food or do you get, like, food from my,
Nah, I just do dry dog food.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm saying. So, like, even if I spent the money to make the food they're sending, I don't think it would cost as much as the food they're sending.
Yes, right. I know. Yeah, you can just. I used to, when I had a dog, I would take, like, And boy, she would absolutely love it. But you just take dry dog food. And if you're like cooking steak or something, you got the juice something. Yep. Yeah, throw it.
Oh yeah,
the
you
dog
just
food.
Put it on the dog food. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what else do they need? I mean, that's amazing. Yeah,
that's not $50 a week.
No, not at all. Plus, you get a steak on top of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Unreal. No,
I know.
Way.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, that is an amazing amount of money for. Wow.
Well, I heard like Blue Apron in general. Blue Apron is about to file bankruptcy. I guess they can't. The demand is not.
I don't understand Blue Apron at all.
Well, in order to break even, in order to make money, it's like a numbers game. It's like amount of subscribers. So you have to, like, essentially you have like two business models. You have this dog business model where all you need is 10 people to become profitable.
Yeah, exactly. You're a millionaire if you have like three subscribers.
Exactly. And that's kind of like the Ferrari dealership. You know, all you need to do is sell one Ferrari a month. And you can pay rent and you can pay your employees and do the whole thing. Or it's like a volume business where it's like you're a coffee shop and it's all about how many coffees you can put out the door because the product is cheap. And I think Blue Apron, they're thinking, oh, so many people will sign up and not many people have compared to how much they need to break even. So that's
how
probably
much,
why
I wonder
it's
how
so
much that costs, the Blue Apron.
I've heard it's probably like $100 a month, I would assume. Maybe a little bit more, but not as expensive as the dog food.
Well, what I was going to ask you guys is, would you even get that? Because, I mean, I don't even know who's...
No!
If you go to the store, I mean, even if it wasn't for the price, go to the store and get the stuff right now. At least I touched it and I can, you know, disinfect. How do I know how many people touch all the stuff that's in this thing?
No, I know what you mean, man.
You know?
Look, I understand food prep stuff because if you're trying to lose weight, food prep is, like, the most important, you know, because you're just counting your calories. Like, that's exactly...
Yeah, counting calories is really the only way to do it.
Yeah. Here's your food. This is X amount of calories. Just eat these three things a day, and you're going to lose weight. And it's kind of like, cool. It takes this, you know...
Well, my problem is I ate 3 weeks of the food.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense. I looked up how much a month Blue Apron is. It says it has two plans, a two-person and a four-person subscription. Both only have three meals per week. The two-person plan is $60 per week. The family plan, which is four people, is $139.84 per week.
Three meals a week?
Three meals a week, that's it.
For $20 a meal?
Essentially, that's how I'm understanding
it. Take out
it.
From Outback for that, dude, or what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Dude,
I'm
that better
you.
Be some good food.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that idea was dumb.
Right? Seriously.
Again, if you're trying to lose weight, I think that's, like you said, Craig, that's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Cut calories.
I mean, if you just count how many you're burning versus what you're taking in is really the, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're trying to lose weight and you're like, I want X amount of calories, you know, from Blue Apron or whatever, send me.
I guess.
You know
what you can do? You can just buy a bunch of Ziploc bags and separate them. Like, hey, there's my Blue Apron. Like, I don't understand what the difference.
But if you, say you eat 1,600 calories and then, you know, in a day, and then that day you burn 2,000.
Yeah, you're going to lose weight.
Wouldn't you, like, pass out?
No.
No, you just lose 400 calories of whatever.
Yeah, because you're burning fat. Mm-hmm. Whatever fat you got, that's how you lose
weight. So every 3,000 calories of fat is like a pound, I guess, is what they say.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just counting calories sucks, and it's hard. So if you want
I've
to take
I've never
the
done
thought,
it. I always thought that was unhealthy.
Well, you
was
work out a lot,
so
you don't really
have
to. Like, if you're doing stuff and working out, you're probably burning, like, the average person, even sedentary sitting around, burns a lot of that more than they think. Like, 2,500 calories probably is laying around, you know? But you probably burn, you know, 3,000 calories a day if you're doing all that climbing and all that other stuff.
Damn.
Yeah. That's why Michael Phelps can eat 12,000 calories.
Exactly. That's why The Rock eats an entire McDonald's every morning.
Gross.
An entire McDonald's.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all just whatever. But that's why, you know, you drink a soda, it's like, you know, 300 calories. It's, you know how long it takes to burn 300 calories?
Yeah, right. I know.
Just not. Just don't drink the soda and you'll
that's like a 3 mile run for one Coke.
Exactly. So just don't drink the Coke and it's much easier to live
now,
your life.
Now, if you do Coke, you'll probably run for 3 miles.
True.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
I'm just going to have to go these nuts.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. The Feed with Izzy.
Well, due to most people being good and staying inside, the Earth's ozone layer is healing and global air currents are shifting back to normal.
Global air currents?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing that we can affect that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if if it solved everything. Like, the global warming went away, everything went away.
Yeah. I heard that we would have to do this for decades to live like this, to solve the global...
Well, yeah.
Global climate deal. Yeah.
Whatever.
Are cruise ships still running? Because I know those are giant polluters.
No.
Like, okay. Those are like number three or four largest polluter on the earth.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I know some of them are being used as like hospitals for non-coronavirus patients right now.
Okay.
But they're not actually going out on cruises.
I know they use the military ships, one in the New yep. York and then one into, yeah.
Yeah, the cruise ships are coming to help with that too over in New York.
Yeah, did you see all the New Yorkers getting out of their house to go take pictures?
No.
Yeah. The boat?
Yeah, they're all gathering. They're all gathering in a big group to take pictures of the boat coming in that was supposed to save them from, you know. Yeah,
from gathering whatever. Into groups because they yeah, had to get exactly. you, morons. What are you I doing? Know. Go home.
Mm-hmm.
God, these New Yorkers are dumb, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Stop the thing hanging about out with each other.
The thing about the cruise ships that's annoying is that they for tax loopholes, they use other flags. Like, they use other countries as their...
Yeah, they're based out of, like, the Bahamas and yeah. Cayman Islands. And
now they want to use our money, our tax money, to help them, to bail them out.
I saw that. It's like, you know, we're an American company. It's like, nah, yeah. you're really
yeah,
not.
Yeah, not really. You're yeah. dumping crap everywhere with your dumb flag over there. So.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah. You don't want to pay taxes normally, mm-hmm. so you wave a different country's flag.
And you're right. They pollute. They empty out the whole ship of crap everywhere into the ocean.
Oh, yeah. And I heard because of the amount of gas they burn, the carbon that they pump mm-hmm. into the ocean is...
Oh.
It's like...
That's awful.
Stupid amount. Well, it's a giant ship. You can imagine yeah. how much power it needs to generate, you know, to get that damn thing moving. You're getting 3,000 people on a boat. That's a lot of weight, so...
Especially people that go on cruises.
Yeah, after the boat comes back, it's, you know, about 3,000 more pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more than that. What's the average weight? The gain? I think it's like 10 pounds per cruise. The average person gains 10 pounds on a cruise or something like that.
I think I'd beat that record.
I never heard that. What?
Yeah, because it's just an open buffet the whole time. So you're just sitting there, you're partying, having fun.
Yeah, you work
food,
out. There's
drinking. Who's working out on vacation?
Working out on a cruise?
I would. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to go on like a 10-day cruise and not work out.
Why
for
would
those
you pay
days?
For it then?
What are you
why
doing?
Would you pay for a cruise? You have to go work out.
You're going to work out
I
on vacation.
I enjoy working out.
That's your, but you should also
that's something
enjoy,
I enjoy having as a part of my life.
People enjoy their jobs. They don't do it on vacation.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no
my
way.
My parents do. Anytime they have to stay in a hotel and they're on a trip for a while, they always work out at the hotel gym.
LeBron James is a professional athlete. He's taking care of his body better than most other humans in the history of mankind.
He's also got personal trainers and nutritionists and all this kind of stuff. We're poor. We don't have that.
When
yeah, but if
we
you got money for a cruise, you
can
relax
ourselves.
For 10 days.
Like, yes. You know what? Your body
yeah,
needs...
I would relax after I had my morning run and weightlifting.
Oh, no. Your body needs to recuperate. You need to take a break. Your body needs to heal. LeBron, what I was going to say is LeBron, as the basketball season's done, he takes 2 weeks off. He doesn't work out. He lets his body rest.
That's fine. I don't want to take 10 days off of my workout routine because then when I go back to it, it's going to be harder.
You're
going to
have joint pain.
I just want to keep going.
You're
going to
have joint pain.
Mm.
You're gonna
osteoporosis.
Have, yeah, you're gonna be
that runs in my family.
Yeah,
my mom just told me that the other
guess
day.
What else runs? Won't
I
stop
was like,
running
I'm
in the
29.
Family.
That would have been nice to know when I was younger.
Yeah,
you won't be running anywhere after you get
family.
That.
Yeah, that's the only thing running around your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm just saying, rest is as important.
I take rest days.
Okay,
I only work out 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay.
And then climbing and other stuff on the weekend.
Take off. Then I work out 3 to 4 times. Then I'm physically active every other day.
Believe it or not, I actually get it because like 20 years ago, I was kind of like, I would get mad if I didn't get to work out or whatever that day.
No, hey, you know, dude, like, I get it.
I get it. But like, if you go on a vacation, dude, you're just chilling, man.
No,
like, that's supposed to
exactly.
clear your mind.
I enjoy working out.
Dude, the gyms at hotels... Those are for people on business trips who aren't on vacation. That's what I always think.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy, bro. Are you a pilot? Because that, I get it then.
It's like it's also a way for a husband and wife to get away from each other for half an hour or something. You know?
True. Yeah.
Not if they work out together like my parents do.
Dude, I don't. That's no way, man.
I hate working out with my wife. I've already told her. She agrees.
Why don't you like working out together?
I just don't like it. When I work out, I just want to be by myself and check out. And I put in headphones and I just want it's like my alone time. You know what I mean?
Plus, she has to keep adjusting the machine down to what sparks lifts and then put
that's
it back
true.
Up for her.
Yeah. You know? And then she's like, no, I need a real spotter. Yeah, you know? Exactly. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can't help you lift this weight.
I don't like running or hiking with other people. Like, if it's a hike that I'm going on, like a 6 mile hike that's going to be hard, I want to be alone. With that and running, it's because whenever I do these things with people, they think it's conversation time. And I'm like, I can barely breathe right now. What makes you think I want to tell you my entire life story during this hike?
I don't think anyone's
or during this run. But yeah. People are always like, whenever I go on, or if I've ever gone on a run with them, or if I've ever gone hiking with them, yeah. I'm like, can we just be quiet? I need to breathe.
Yeah. Well, I don't want anyone to talk
at my
any
favorite
time,
band. So. No, I know exactly what you mean. When I go running with someone, it's like, yeah, this isn't, I don't want
to. Yeah, converse. I don't want to listen to somebody talking. I want to listen to music and just get in the zone, and I want to finish my run.
Auto zone.
Yeah.
I'm like that with Madden, dude.
You like that with video games?
I am. I don't like being on the headphones because it distracts me from what I'm concentrating on in the game or whatever, man.
It's I can see that. Yeah. All right. Well, we're all
I'm working out, if I'm working out, a.k.a. playing Madden, I have to be concentrated.
Greg works out for 6 hours a day.
Dude, I watched that P90 video twice yesterday. I felt it.
P90X?
Yeah. It's
intense.
I felt it.
His mind got to work out. There's a market outside of Washington, D.C. that's using little robots to deliver groceries to people so they don't have to leave their homes. There are these 45-pound robots that will deliver within a mile of the store.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
We need more of that.
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
Dude, I'm trying to order things online from some stores here so I could just go in and get it delivered to my car or go in and pick it up. So many items are not available for pickup. It's like, what are you talking about? You're in the store. All the other things are in the store. I can go in and get it off the shelf, but you can't get it. What am I paying here for? What am I doing?
Oh, so it's not that they ran out of that product?
No. The product is there if I go in and buy it myself. But I can't pay someone to just pick it up for me and go in, get the groceries, and leave.
It doesn't make sense.
It's like you're already setting everything aside. You're in the same aisle, bro. Like, I wanted cashews. They're like, you can only get the 9.5 ounce, not the 14 ounce bag.
Why?
That's what I said. I'm like, what
did they say?
They didn't say anything. It was on the internet. I was like, what?
Yeah, you should ask when you go in today.
No, I'm just going to go in. I'm just going to, whatever I couldn't buy it, now I'm just going to walk around the store, buy it myself. Then go and pick up the other girl. It's just a pain in the ass.
That sucks.
Yeah, what was the point of the delivery thing if you're going to have to go walk around and get everything anyway?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. I go in and I pick it up. Does that make sense? Like, they've already set everything aside.
Oh, they don't bring it out to your car.
No. No. It's already sitting in a cart for me.
Okay, so it's just keeping you from being in the store longer.
That's what I don't want. I don't want to be in the store. The less time I can be in the store, the better.
Right. I get that.
Like, even not during a pandemic. I don't want to be in there. I just want to go in and get out.
Depends on the store, too. Some stores, as soon as you walk in, I'm like, ugh, get me out of here. Dude.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like that with the mall.
Really?
Yeah,
I haven't been to a mall in a long time.
Malls are the worst.
I don't mind the mall.
I didn't know they still had those.
They do.
We got some nice ones here in Vegas.
Oh, I guess if you consider the outdoor ones, like the Summerlin, one or whatever.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, I was thinking of fashion. What's the one on the strip where you go inside
fashion
or
show?
Whatever? Yeah. I always think of those as like malls, but I haven't been to one of those in probably 10 years.
I've been to that one.
My wife likes the mall, so I'm at the mall pretty regularly.
Hate it.
What do you do there, though? Can't shop. I mean, everything else you can get cheaper online or somewhere else.
I walk around while my wife shops.
Yeah.
I push the stroller. Kids fall asleep.
Get exercise.
I just look around. It's good people watching.
You hear Benny drinking water in the background.
Yeah, I do. I was wondering what that was.
Greg's either peeing or that is Benny drinking water.
Looks like doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers who are on the front lines right now might get hazard pay. It's being looked into. I don't know why this isn't just
You should get hazard pay? The cleaning people at hospitals.
I was just going to say that. Literally just going to say that.
Come on. These people aren't making doctor money.
Nope.
Nurse money's still pretty good, but cleaning the people who got to take out the trash and stuff, they're still in that environment, in the hospital.
They're working crazy hours.
Yeah.
And they're the ones dealing with all the worst stuff. Well, not the worst as far as, but I'm talking about like walking around the building or whatever. They have to pick all the soiled things and everything like that. I mean, that's a lot of contaminated stuff.
100% agree, dude. And they're taking out trash and all the soiled gowns and all that kind of stuff. No way, man. I've always thought about that. Like, dude. Whoever takes out this trash can right now, I feel bad for.
Yep.
You know? Because God knows what I've put in it. I don't know what everyone else has put in it. Well, if you're at the hospital, you got blood, you got other contaminants, all kinds of weird stuff.
Of course.
I feel that when you wake up next to a date, I'm like, oh, this poor girl.
She's full of contaminants now.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Hey, Spark, lick my ass.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
You're listening to BS in the Morning with J Muse. No, not really, but this is J Muse saying you're listening to BS in the Morning. Snooch of the Dooch.
You know, every day here on BS in the Morning, right about now, we're going to be announcing the person who's getting $25 to Stefano's.
What?
Yeah.
That's a good amount of money.
Stefano's, so good.
Kebabs.
Yeah, if you like like Mediterranean food, oh. Mm.
Fun. So good.
Phenomenal.
The hummus is unreal.
They got three locations, which means it's convenient for you to go get your free curbside to go stuff, right? Because you're getting $25 for free. Yeah. All you got to do is download the Stefano's app, and you're automatically in the running to win $25. So every day, right about now, between 6:45 and right about wherever our commercials land, we're going to pop on right after and tell you who the winner is. So today, our very first winner is Ashley Dreyfus. Ashley Dreyfus, congratulations. You got $25 sitting in your Stefano's app, and you can just use that for your curbside.
Is that Richard Dreyfus' kid?
I don't know.
I knew I recognized that name from something.
Well, it's also, what's her name from Seinfeld?
Julia Louis Dreyfus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
You don't know who Julia? Oh, one of the funniest women of all time.
Julia.
Phenomenal.
Check out Veep.
Yeah, Veep. That's what was on Greg's recommendations.
Oh, that chick. She's what was her name?
Amazing.
Elaine, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Rightfully funny. One of the funniest people. Well, there you go. Congrats to Julia Louis-Dreyfus's...
Kin,
right? Ashley Dreyfus, you got yourself $25 to Stefano's. All you got to do, if you want to win, is download the Stefano's app, wherever you download your apps, and then you're automatically put into the running to win $25 right there for your curbside to go order. Stefano's, what is their tagline? Real food, real fast,
real good,
real delightful. I should
real delicious food on a
stuff
kebab.
Ready. I know, but it is bomb, dude. I'm telling you, go
amazing.
Buy some Stefano's.
Yeah, it's really good.
Support
dude,
your
the
local.
The steak is so good, it like falls apart.
I'm getting hungry now.
Stop.
I know.
All right, well, there you go. Congrats, and we'll be announcing another winner tomorrow. I think this is going on all the way through April, so you got a good opportunity to win some free stuff just for downloading an app. Can we do it? Can we download? I want to be in the run. I want $25.
I have the app.
Crazy.
I have gift cards.
All right, you know what? Greg's the worst. All right, look, let's go over some Corona news here. There's some big Corona news coming out of the world. Right here in the United States, the CDC... who is, you know, who we're supposed to be following, right? They're the ones initiating the 6-foot distance rule and the blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They're considering saying that everyone in public, literally everyone, should be wearing a mask. Now they're considering that. And in my opinion, it's like, yeah, everybody. Here's the thing. It's not going to stop you from inhaling the virus, per se.
It'll stop you from spreading it, though.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's just if everyone wears it, the spread goes down dramatically. Just because it catches all the spit and saliva and everything in your... you know, in your respiratory system that you're coughing out and sneezing and doing the whole thing. So they're recommending everyone wear a mask. Well, they're considering recommending everyone wear a mask. I'm sure they're like, dude, there's already a shortage on the masks right now.
For the people that really need them in hospitals and stuff.
Yeah. But at the same time, if you want to stop the spread to get to the hospital, you got to wear the mask. You know what I mean? That's what the...
What if you put a shirt over your face like I did at the Rasta party yesterday? Does that work?
Or a bandana.
I would imagine it helps more than it hurts. As long as it's stopping, you know.
Contains whatever's coming out of your mouth.
Contains whatever coming out of your
mouth.
Will
stores be okay with you wearing a bandana, though? You know?
That's what I'm saying. Right now, everyone looks like a train robber.
Yeah, exactly. Are they going to be like, are you part of a gang? I don't really know what's going on here.
Dude, people are going to rob trains with those the medical masks on now to fool people.
Yes, exactly. I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, no. So anyways, they're considering wearing a mask. And if you look at the countries that have... mandatory everyone in public wear masks, their numbers are dramatically lower. So if you look at Japan, South Korea, China,
that makes sense.
All of these places have dramatically decreased just because the spread is slow. The spread is slowing, I guess you could say. Another Corona news update. I know a lot of people with health insurance keywords with health insurance, are still worried about the cost of going to the hospital with coronavirus. You know, if you have it, a lot of people are like, if I got it, I have to go. How do I even pay for this? I know one lady was caught with a $30,000 bill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, coming out of the hospital with coronavirus. So there's Aetna, Cigna, and Humana have now come out and said, hey, we're not going to charge you if you go to the hospital. We're going to cover your health insurance costs. We're going to cover that bill. So go to the hospital, slow the spread.
None of those are ours.
You don't have to pay. I know.
I have Cigna for dental, but that's it.
I know. So it's a big deal. Now, there are a bunch of, like, you know, asterisk marks near that, of course, like any other something to do with insurance. There's a huge asterisk, you know, so it doesn't apply to everyone with those health plans. But at the same time, pretty amazing, you know, pretty big news. That's a lot of money that they're going to be, I don't know, missing out on, I guess, for a company.
Yep.
But that's cool. I like that. And then the other one. A lot of people, this is making national news. I think, Izzy, you mentioned it. Did you mention it yesterday, how they're turning Cashman Field's parking lot into a homeless shelter?
No.
It already is.
It was off. Jesus. They're down there. Definitely. Yeah, dude. It's like,
that's funny.
Crazy. But yeah, they're turning.
First of all, isn't every hotel empty over here on the strip? Well, they got to put them in a parking lot?
That's what literally people are pissed off because every single hotel on the strip is empty right now.
Yeah.
There's 150,000 hotel rooms in Vegas that are sitting empty, and they're putting the homeless people.
You put half of them in one presidential suite over there.
Right, correct, yeah. And they've painted blocks onto the parking lot outside where to, like, social distance, stay in your queue.
So ridiculous.
You know? If they put them in the hotels, wouldn't they have to pay the cleaning people to come in and work?
Yeah.
And then that could put them at extra risk.
No.
For getting it.
Well, I mean, I guess you're right. It would put them at risk of getting it. However, at the same time, it would put money in their pockets. The city would be paying for the hotel rooms. I imagine a very severely discounted rate. So it's putting money in the casino's pockets. It's putting money in the workers' pockets. If
Las Vegas sleeping on the street outside. And,
correct, yeah. I see this as like a huge, what a folly. Plus, they're spending money putting down mats and painting a parking lot.
Yeah.
There's already money going into turning a parking lot into a homeless shelter.
Somebody went to Home Depot to buy paint. You can at least put them in a hotel
room. Put them in a hotel room. The hotel rooms are empty.
Yeah.
They're sitting empty.
That's ridiculous.
There's nothing going on. I'm sure the hotels would go, hey, we'll give it to you at a 75%, 80% discount because we just want business right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It wouldn't even have to be like the nicer hotels. There's like a million of these other little ones on the side too they can use, you know.
Of course. So that's what there's a national outcry now. Vegas is in the spotlight because down the street there's 150,000 empty hotel rooms sitting there. The city has money that they could use our tax dollars to put people without homes into a place that temporarily would, and it would slow the spread. The homeless people, you know what I mean? They're part of our community too. They're going to get COVID-19 and they're going to spread it around. Like they don't touch door handles and, you know, convenience stores and.
You know, I noticed that housing seems to be the last thing. Like, people donate for combs and for food. Like when we do Three Square, obviously it's amazing. They feed people that need, you know, that are food insecure and whatever. But there's not a lot of them that, like, you put in a pot and then people get a house. You know what I mean?
Right.
Stuff like that. Like somewhere to live.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. Yeah. People, I feel like more people can relate to being hungry than they can to being homeless.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
so I think
exactly.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's a solvable issue. Every time I read about homelessness, I get sad because I'm like, oh, man, we could fix this. You know, it's not beyond our grasp. So that's the national news coming out of Vegas right now. People are quite upset that homeless people are being painted into cubes in a parking lot when there's, you know.
I mean, it's crazy, dude.
Yes. 150,000 empty hotel rooms down the street. Down the street.
I know.
Yeah. Well, what a world we live in.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Can you get the clap if you don't have any hands?
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Cereal bowl. It's BS in the morning.
It's always nice when you can find a story that's exactly what you need at the moment, you know? Yeah. You got a lot of people trying to help the cause here, a lot of people that are not in the medical field trying to, you know, do their part to try to help out everybody else in the fight against COVID-19. This guy is no different. He is an astrophysicist in Australia. Now, he, of course, he's measuring the gravitational pulsars of different planets. And I mean, this guy, he's, this is not what he
normally does. Yeah, but what does he know compared to the MyPillow guy I heard yesterday?
Well, clearly, maybe not as much as the MyPillow guy, because this dude, this guy is, he's in the hospital, and he's ashamed of why he's in the hospital. He says to fight the boredom of being isolated at home, what he was doing is he was trying to build a device that alerts you when you're about to touch your face. So that's his brain. He's like, okay, if I had a device that just let me know if I'm getting close to my face with my hands, the world would be a better place. So how did he do it? Magnets. He's like, you know what? I'll take a magnetic field. I'll wear a bracelet around my wrist and I'll wear a necklace or something. And when my hands get near, cross my neckline or something, it'll vibrate and shake or beep or do something, and it'll alert me somehow. And again, he says, look, I have no actual training in electronics. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to pass the time. So how did he end up in the hospital? That's the question. Here's how he ended up in the hospital. He accidentally built a device that constantly alerts you unless you put your hands on your face. So he was like, oh, no, I got it. I did it backwards.
Oh, my God.
I did it wrong. So he goes, I built a circuit that detected the magnetic field, except for it was constantly alerting me unless I put my hands on my face. So when he was trying to fix it, he took it all apart. He got a little bored. And you know how, you know, when you get bored, you take the magnets and you put them on your earlobes and they stick through the thing in your earlobes.
Nah, I've never done that.
What?
You've never taken magnets that like attract and you put them on your ears? That's how like...
No.
Isn't that how... I never put magnets on my ears.
Well, you know when you take like... Don't they have earrings like that? If you don't have pierced ears, they have like fake earrings that you put on.
Yeah, like the little...
Yeah.
I've never seen magnet ones. I've seen clip-ons.
No, I know what he means. Yeah, there is little magnet ones.
Okay. Well, so he scrapped the idea. He was bored. He's playing with the magnets. He puts them on his earlobes. And then he's like, you know, I bet I could put it between my nose. So he put it between his nose.
Wow.
All right. And then he goes, that's when things, quote, that's when things went downhill pretty quickly. Is when he clipped the magnets to his other nostril. So it's in his nostril. One of them is in his nostril. The other one's on top of his nostril. He cannot get it off. Like the magnets are too strong now. So he asks his partner, whoever this is, to come over and help him. And for 20 minutes, he's trying to get this magnet until they just rip it down. Both magnets clip together and shoot up his nose.
What?
Yeah, so now he's got magnets lodged in his nostril.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So
he goes, I decided to Google it, and I realized an 11-year-old boy had the same problem.
No!
They clipped to each other, lost his grips, it ended up in his left nostril, and the other one was on his right nostril. So it's clipped together way up in his nostrils.
Oh, that's awful.
Stuck inside his nasal cavity. He ran out of magnets. He couldn't drag the magnets down anymore.
I was going to say, yeah.
He had to go to the surgeon in the hospital to get these magnets.
Shake him like an Etch-a-Sketch?
The funny thing is they had to go in. Dude, they would try to get it out with pliers, but every time they would stick the pliers in, the pliers would stick to the magnets.
That's awesome.
Oh, my
God. That's like Total Recall. Remember he put the magnets in his nose?
Yes, dude.
And I mean the pliers in his nose to get that tracking device out of it?
Yes, you're absolutely right, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it took a team of two doctors. They had to apply, like, you know, anesthetic spray to numb his thing because they're shoving needle-nose pliers up his nose. And, oh, dude, it was this whole thing, man. So, hilarious. Obviously, you don't want to be taking up a hospital space.
Absolutely not. That's awful.
So, yeah, they took some pretty strong magnets out of this astrophysicist.
Yeah, he was trying to help at least.
Yeah, dude, he was trying to help. I read that and I was like, dude, I needed this. He looks so sad sitting on his hospital bed. Just
he looks pissed.
Yeah, why am I here right now? Stuck with magnets in my nose. Yeah. So anyway, if you're trying to help out, I get
it. At least he picked his nose.
It could have been.
Could have got a way worse direction. When you said he went down from there, I was like, uh-oh.
BS in the morning on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Shout outs? Follow us at BS Morning Show on Twitter. Tweet at us and we'll shout you out on the show.
I did not believe that there was still science going on outside of researching for a vaccine for this stupid thing that we're all dealing with right now, but apparently there is. And it is important. I'm not going to detract from its importance because it affects millions and millions of people. There's a new blood test that can detect more than 50 types of cancer. Pretty amazing. So they
wow.
Could, yeah, I know. I kind of want it because, you know.
Me too.
It's like.
How far in advance will it be able to? Is it if the cancer's already in your system?
I would imagine, yeah, if it's already in your system. Yeah. Mm. So they said it took data from 3,052 participants. 1,500 had cancer and 1,500 essentially that did not.
Wow, 50%.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude.
They look for free-floating DNA or foetal abnormalities.
Wow.
Whatever that means. But pretty cool, man. So I like it. So I guess the 1% in the study, it wasn't 50% had it and they didn't know about it. They did. They took 50%. It's like a blind test, you know? So they took 50% with cancer, 50% without cancer. The results came back less than 1% of those without cancer, we're wrongly identified by another system of having the disease. Can you imagine getting said, hey, you got cancer, and you actually don't? Oh, dude, that'd be, that's brutal.
That happened to my uncle, actually.
Really?
Well, he had cancer. Can't remember what it was, but it was like in his organs. It was like a really dangerous kind. He survived. And then he went back in because he started having issues and they took an x-ray or something and they were like, oh, yeah, no, the cancer's back. And he was like, what? And they were like, yeah, there's a tumor. And they put him under surgery. He came out of surgery and they were like, just kidding. Turned out it was just a hernia. We got rid of it, though. You're fine. So, like, literally, we all got a phone call before he went into surgery thinking he was going to die. And then he came out and they were like, just kidding, it wasn't cancer.
Holy crap.
Which was great news that it was just a hernia, but we were like, holy crap. Like, we thought it came back with a vengeance.
I hope the doctors told your uncle like this.
Like I don't know, but everyone was pretty pissed.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I was like, why would they even say that in the first place? Wouldn't they just say, hey, we found something we need to go take a look
we
at
found
it,
something
not,
in
hey,
your
the
stomach.
Cancer's back when it's not.
Yeah, it was one of my balls.
Right. Crazy. Best case scenario for that situation, though.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know. Good Lord. I don't want my doctor to be like, just kidding.
Yeah,
after
right?
After they go and cut me open.
Right? It's like, shouldn't you know in the first place? You're a doctor.
Probe me.
What is going on here? I guess that's best case scenario. And he probably would have had to get surgery anyway for the hernia, right?
Yeah.
That should be a free surgery, by the way.
I would agree.
I'd ask for my money back on that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no. You did not come in here to fix the hernia. You came in here for a cancer surgery. This one's on the house.
Yep.
This is like a punch card at the sub joint, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get a sub sandwich. Wrong surgery is free. It's what it should say on every doctor's note.
I would agree, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool. I kind of want to get tested for cancer. Would you get tested if they could detect anything? Would you guys want to know?
Well, it runs in all of our families now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know everything.
I would want to.
You want to know everything?
Everything.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. I would want to know everything, too.
I mean, it's...
If they could tell you what day you're going to die exactly, would you want to know?
No.
I do. Because if it's soon, I'm doing a whole different life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want Greg to know at all. The world is a better place for Greg not knowing when he's going to die. Because it is... It would be a... Wow, one man tornado going through specifically the Midwest. I can already assume.
Yes, probably.
Every time Greg goes back to the Midwest, he always says, who do you say
the
you
David
are?
Hasselhoff.
The David Hasselhoff.
Says whatever for whatever reason, the shows are always packed.
Greg crushes
That's
it.
That's great, yeah.
In the Midwest.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I can only imagine. What would you do? Would you just do a bunch of drugs and bang hookers? And I can see what you do.
I would
spend it on the beach.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would, you know, the laws wouldn't matter anymore. There'd be a lot of things that I wouldn't care about. But
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't go around hurting people, though, or any of that stuff. But I would definitely go have fun and not care about anything, you know?
Yeah, I know. But
I'd definitely rob a bank or two. I mean, you have to just to say you did it, you know?
Yeah, but I'm the kind of guy in the back of my mind, I'd be like, oh, this is for naught. Like, I'm having fun
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's pointless.
But it would absolutely, every time I would be having fun, I'd be like, I'm having fun. Oh, no. It doesn't matter.
That's basically now, though.
Yeah, that's life in general, though.
No.
We're dying sometime. We just don't know when.
Yeah, but it's not like, that's not in the back of my head. It's like, wee, an experience. And then I'm going to live with this for a while, and I can revisit this experience in my brain. This is like, wee, an experience, and I'm dying next week, so it really means nothing. And I'm going to sit in the corner. So, no, I wouldn't want to know. Because I know I would just live with nothing but anxiety and guilt and, you know.
Yeah, I would get too depressed towards the end of it. You know,
that's
like
what
knowing
I mean.
I have to, like, leave my animals, you know, and all that. That would just be awful.
Yeah.
But that nothing to lose feeling gives you, like, adrenaline, though, you know?
That's true. But that adrenaline would be, I would just have overwhelming remorse. Like,
what's
just,
that movie Crank or whatever? Yeah. With that's basically what it would
be
like.
Greg would be Jason Statham. Greg would have a heart rate over 180 beats a minute for the next week and a half.
Yeah, I think all I would do is probably just like use all my savings to like go out to like, you know, eat nice meals and just kind of indulge in that kind
of
stuff.
We know.
I love selling blood!
We know what you'd be doing.
No, I would not.
You'd be going down a K-hole again.
Dude, I mean, yeah, that was a blast, and it felt incredible, but I wouldn't do it again. I quit for a reason. I would not do drugs again.
Nope.
Before, even if I knew I was going to die next week, I would not do drugs again. That would be a waste of my time.
I would do every single drug there was.
Yeah, play this music for Greg. Eat it with your face.
Butter my buttocks.
I made poo-poo.
Wait a minute, this isn't missionary. Use my face as a glory hole.
Yo, bro. Okay, look, I want to masturbate. And I know you do, too. So let's sit on the same bench.
Yeah. My life would be extremely different. I'd just be spending it with my family, sitting.
Right.
I'd be like, just don't stop hugging me, family. I just want hugs. And
then boring.
Greg would be driving down the street, firing an AK-47, robbing banks.
Literally painting the town red.
Dude.
Would you wear clothes anymore if you knew you were going to die? I mean, I think I had to just stop wearing clothes.
No, I'd be doing bumps off my dashboard buck naked in like an Oldsmobile with no door on it. I don't even care, dude.
We got more of that.
My tongue didn't.
I don't even like speed.
It doesn't. Greg, you don't care anymore.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't even like speed in real life, you know, in general, but like, I'd be doing everything. I think if you do heroin and speed at the same time, whatever, for the rest of my life, I don't know, every day.
Well,
I knew I was dying.
We're only about, you know, 6 weeks away from that feeling right now, is how
it
feels.
True.
In society. Oh, man. It feels, I don't know, dude. I go home at the end of the day and I just go, what is happening right now? You know? Still can't. I'm still having trouble processing everything.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. I'm going to go pick up groceries today and I'm going to wear gloves and a mask. Like I am, you know, like I'm an anime character and I know, and no one's going to look differently.
It's one of those things you never think would happen. And I don't think people really, it took a while for people to realize it really is.
Yeah. I think people are still settling into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. So
it's definitely like a movie or something.
Yeah. You know, that overwhelming feeling of sadness you're getting right now for how we're ending this break? That's what I'd have every day, knowing that I would die soon. I'm going to go for a run and eat some vegetables after this. I need to live, man. Gotta live.
BS in the morning.
It's just fun to wake up to him.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. In the morning, Vegas born.
There's a lot of human garbage amongst us.
Oh, yeah.
And it always feels like the coronavirus never takes out those people. It's always like, you know, hey, Like that one neurosurgeon that separated the conjoined twins or something. Yeah. That
it's
guy.
Like only the best people on the planet.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. You can't take out some of these people that just are a bane on society. Like, what are you doing? It's not fair, you know? That's what they say. Only the good ones go. So here's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be, you know, we all got ripped off of March Madness this year. We all got it. We all got shortchanged. I feel a little bad about it, but we're going to do our own. We're calling it March Sadness. We're talking about the Human Trash Olympics. We want to get the worst people on planet Earth, put them in a bracket, and then have them compete by your vote, the fifth man, and then we'll whittle it down to the final two. And then we'll announce here on BS in the Morning who is the biggest piece of human trash on planet Earth. Now, this can be famous people. This can be people that you find in your everyday life as well. It could be your father-in-law, your mother-in-law, maybe a coworker you want to nominate. I don't care. You can just describe why they're trashy, why they're just waste of skin walking around. That's fine. I think we should each nominate a person so we can get give the fifth man a sense as to who we're talking about.
Oh, man, only one?
Why, do you have a lot or what?
I've got three written down.
You have three? All right, let's hear it. Hold on. The Trash Bag Olympics March Sadness starts right now. Izzy, whenever you're ready.
Sorry.
Rattle it off.
Mama June.
Oh. Why do you think Mama June should be on the list?
Well, her outfit's a trash bag.
She exploited her daughter to make money?
Yeah, and not only that, then she brought a convicted pedophile into the home. She started dating him.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And had a meth problem.
That's right.
After
She lost weight, though.
Yeah. So, trash. Jussie Smollett.
He was the one that faked. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about him.
He faked the hate crime in Chicago, the noose around his neck, and paid people to beat him up.
What was that about?
Because it was something like he heard he was going to lose his spot on the TV show he was on, so he did this big thing to try and make them feel bad for him.
Yep.
But he lied. Also, R. Kelly.
Oh, my God. You're killing it right now.
Trash.
Yep.
I mean, I guess we could put Harvey Weinstein on there, too, but he's going to die soon anyway, so.
R. Kelly on the list, no doubt. Absolutely. It's a pretty good one. Three good ones. Three bangers. I don't know. We'll have to put them in seeds here. Greg, what do you got?
What was that guy's name that charged everybody over for, like, the cancer drugs or whatever?
Oh, that young guy.
Yeah, dude. That guy's a trash can.
Pharma bro, right?
Yeah, Pharma bro. Yeah, dude, that guy's garbage. Kim Jong-un.
Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, Martin Shkreli. Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
Who I think is probably the worst. One of the worst people on the planet.
Yeah,
and then...
might Shkreli. As well throw Putin in there while you're
Yeah, and then I got Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Dustin Diamond makes you...
Yes. Win? I can't look at his face without wanting to punch it as hard as I can.
Okay. Dustin Diamond... Kim Jong-un.
Pharma Bro.
And Pharma Bro. That is pretty good. You guys came up with three. I was only expecting one. These are all really good. I am going to go with, you know, the one who I think is the worst one right now. It's the trash bag toilet licker on that TikTok challenge. He licks the toilet seats on the plane.
God, so awful.
Toilet licker. Throwing it up there. I'm also going to throw Bagel Boss on there, too, because that guy...
Yeah, he's got issues.
He's got issues, and he just goes into places and starts fights with local businesses for no reason. Like,
yeah, I don't know about him.
You don't know about Bagel Boss?
Mm-mm.
He's threatening people to beat him up in line. Like, he's just waiting for a bagel.
Jeez.
So they call him Bagel Boss, because he goes,
"Are
you my boss?"
This
you
really know? Short guy. He reminds me of someone we work with. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Cable Boss.
Bagel Boss guy. This is the kind of guy that would post a Craigslist ad to have somebody beat him up. Like, he would pay somebody to just beat the crap out of him.
No doubt.
See, I knew a girl that did that.
She got beat up?
Oh, my God.
She let him know. She told some one of her friends to punch her in the face so she could say that some other guy hit her.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Dude, let's put her on the list.
Yeah,
I know. I forgot about her.
What's her? What would we call her?
Her name was like Desiree or something like that. One of those like Midwest names. You know?
Desiree?
Something like that.
Okay, how about
Destiny? No, it was Desiree, I think, or I don't know, Dirtbag. Something.
Dirtbag Desiree. How about that?
Yeah, Dirtbag Desiree is good. DD.
Dirtbag Desiree. Okay, got it. 876-3692. If you have one, call us. Let us know who you would want to nominate to be put into March Sadness. These are the saddest pieces of trash on the planet. We're looking for you to nominate. Again, it doesn't, like Greg just nominated Dirtbag Desiree, a lady she knew, to punch her in the face so she could blame a guy for it. That's really trashy. What do you think should go on this list? 876-3692. Let's go to this guy.
Pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni pizza.
What's up, pizza?
Hey, Izzy nailed it on the head. Definitely Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, so we got to put him on there?
Yeah,
that could be a number one seed
in the bracket.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd also throw in Bill Cosby. That way it's, you know.
We could just do a whole bracket of, you know, sexual offenders.
Yeah.
It'd take us all day, though.
Yeah. That's the Me Too tournament. That's coming up in April.
Oh, man. We should.
I get it.
Blast everyone in my DMs. Absolutely.
Wow. Dude, Epstein's in my final four for sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What's the final four?
Epstein.
Is that who you'd kill before you
die?
Well,
he's dead, though,
no,
already.
It's the, when it goes down to the thing.
Do they have to be alive? Do they have to be alive?
It's got to be alive.
Yeah, he's dead, bro.
He's dead already?
Epstein died.
Oh,
again.
Sorry. I thought I was hearing Weinstein in my mind.
Yeah, that's okay. They're essentially almost the same person.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so yeah, I guess we could take Epstein off the list. Let's keep going here. Let's go to, hey, check out the big brain on Brad here.
Oh, Brad, you scared the crap out of me. Warn me before you talk.
Yo, Brad, what you got, man?
How are we doing this morning?
We're doing good. What do you got?
I want to nominate my ex-wife.
Oh!
Hey. Getting personal.
Wow, all right, what happened?
What did she do?
Well, let's see. She gave me two beautiful daughters, which I'm actually thankful for, but then proceeded to say that she didn't realize how much she didn't want kids until after she had them.
Oh, no.
Until
and
after
then
she
had two more.
And then had two more.
And then had two more.
Wow, she's like the Tiger King with kids.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and let's see, one time we were sitting at breakfast, and she told my youngest daughter how she was an ugly baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And just, I got a lot of other things, but I don't want to waste everybody's time.
All right, no, call daughter ugly.
Yeah.
Doesn't love own children. Okay, got it.
Generally dumb bitch.
That sounds like my my mom's mom. She told my cousin that she was supposed to be an abortion.
Nice.
Now you know why we didn't have contact
that
with our family growing up.
The best Christmas card.
They are awful people.
Wow.
Here's one. You can put my grandma on there if you want to. Okay. I had to call her grandma, but go ahead. Her name's Phyllis. She's a bitch. Also, how about the person that caused that accident that you were in?
Which accident?
Sparks. The one that the person in front of you was stopped at the green light.
Oh, yeah. Anybody
and you
who
got
doesn't
rear-ended
go.
And that person that caused the accident that was in front of you drove away.
Yes. Anybody that doesn't go on a green light.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you get re-ended, it's the person's fault that ends.
Yeah, I know, but it was all caused because nobody can go because the person was looking at their phone.
And the person behind him was also trash for not paying attention.
Yeah. The person behind me actually stopped, but then got rear-ended, then hit me and did the whole thing. It was a whole thing. Let's keep going to the phones here. 876-3692.
The very being that personifies this very energy is with us right now.
Yo, Steven, what you got?
So, what about that lady that, you know, went around to the store and back east somewhere coughing on all the groceries?
Oh, yeah.
Send her on that list.
That's a good one.
God.
What about Jared Fogle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
is he still alive?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he got killed in jail.
I don't know, man. He helped a lot of people lose a lot of weight.
Jared Fogle? Put him on the list, no doubt.
Does one
and
bad thing.
Biological mother.
And your biological mother?
Uh-oh, what'd she do?
My wife's biological mother.
Oh, wife's biological.
Oh, your mother-in-law. What'd they do? What'd she do?
Every year on my wife's birthday, she would call her up and say she was drunk and mistake and call her a C-word.
Oh, wow.
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 Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the trash bags. Drunk calls. Drunk call C-word, I'll just say it.
Yeah.
All right. So Steven's mother-in-law is on the list as well. I love it. Yeah. Call her out, man. We don't need these people.
Josh.
Nope.
Hey.
Josh.
Hey.
Yo, Josh, what do you think, dude?
Hey, we got to go with Bill Cosby. I mean, he's about the biggest pile of trash there is.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, he's already on the list, though.
Got him.
Yeah, you know why Bill Cosby's even worse? Like, Weinstein, everybody knew was a creeper already. Epstein, everybody knew was a creeper already. I went there, it was horrible. But Cosby was like, you know, the pull up your bootstraps guy and all that stuff. Like, telling people not to curse and all that stuff.
Oh,
he's
going
raping people.
Yeah.
Like, this is the worst, most disgusting.
100% two-faced hypocrite.
Ugh. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, on top of the horrible things, too. They're disgusting by themselves. But
real quick, we got a break. We're running really late. Let's go to Donna here first. Hi, Donna. Hey, Donna, real quick, what do you think?
So I think it should be Wang Mingyang.
Wang Mingyang?
She's the woman who ate the first bat over in 2016, posted a video of it, and went viral.
You know, Ozzy did that, too, back in the day.
Yeah, 2016. Yeah. This virus hasn't been around since 2016.
No, but her doing that caused other people to start eating bats.
Yep.
Craig's on. Craig's on your side, Donna.
Totally.
I don't know if she's the first one to eat a bat, though. Bat eating probably didn't start in 2016.
Izzy said that Ozzy bit one head off of one a long time ago.
I know. Yeah, we can all blame Izzy. Look, we got a lot of people still calling in. We're going to grab you right after this. Who do you think should be... Dude, I was expecting 8 people on this bracket. This is cool. This is becoming quite the list.
Big.
Yeah, we're looking for the trashiest person, human trash bag. What do you think? 876-3692 as we get ready for March Sadness.
What's up? It's John Leguizamo, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. What's up?
I love when things don't work. When you hit play and they just don't go. That's my favorite thing in the world. Sounds good. Makes you look really professional. We're picking the Trash Bag Olympics. I keep saying Olympics, but it's a bracket system, right? I guess that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is...
Bracketology, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Sackatology.
That's right. We're trying to find who's the worst person on planet Earth right now, currently.
Oh, let's put Mark Zuckerberg on there. Ooh. I don't think we have him on there.
Oh, definitely up there.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg. All right. He's on the list. This can be a person you know in your personal life. This can be a coworker, a family member, somebody you no longer talk to, an ex or something. It doesn't have to be someone famous. However, we do have a bunch of famous people on there already. We have Farmer Bro, Martin Shkreli. We have Mama
Shkreli.
June.
Shkreli.
Whatever it's called. Piece of trash. Mama June. Jesse Smollett. R. Kelly. Dustin Diamond, who is Screech on Saved by the Bell. Kim Jong-un. Isn't it nice to have those names next to each other on this list?
Screech is worse.
We have the toilet-licking girl. Bagel Boss. We have Dirtbag Desiree that Greg knew, who hired someone to punch her in the face so she could blame a guy for abusing her.
Crazy.
We have Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, Mark Zuckerberg. We have the person who coughed on all the groceries saying that they have COVID-19 and then they had to throw out all that food. Jared Fogle. We have Steven who called in, his mother-in-law, who calls in every birthday to his wife and calls her a drunk C-word. Anybody that doesn't go on a green light, we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have Phyllis, who is not...
My mom's mom.
Technically, Izzy's grandma, but she's a bitch, apparently. We have Brad's ex-wife, who calls his daughter ugly. And doesn't love her own children. See? What do you have, Izzy?
Can we put the first guy I dated in Vegas, the con man? The one who lied to me about... everything about his life except for his name and birthday.
Yes.
That's like the only ex I actually have hard feelings against.
Con man X. Yep, we got him. He's written down.
Okay, phone lines are blowing up. A lot of people have anger towards someone, resentment. You got one? 876-3692. We're going to put this in all in a bracket, then we're going to vote.
Also, by the way, a lot of people are getting political on Instagram. We're trying to make this fun. We're not trying to make it political.
Yeah.
I can end this whole thing right now.
Right, quick. Exactly, yeah. So, thank you for the submissions, but just keep them fun.
Yes, exactly. Let's go to Andrew. You got one? What do you got, buddy?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, what do you have?
I'm going to call her Aunt Karen.
Aunt Karen. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay, she's got a bob haircut and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to need another piece of paper. I'm running out of room. Yeah, what do you got?
She continuously lies about medical illnesses so she can get an upper hand on anything. She said she's had MS for 20 years with no symptoms or anything. She sits at home and drinks and smokes all day while living off of the government actually just filed for unemployment through the state of Nevada, even though she hasn't worked in probably 12 years.
Wow.
All
right.
That's
a shame.
Aunt Karen. Got it. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Aunt Karen, who fakes medical problems. Let's go here.
He's a moonshine man.
Hey, moonshine.
Well, Nevada's own human garbage, Ben the Welsher.
I was going to say him, but I thought that'd be too personal.
Right-wing Ben?
Moonshine said it.
Mm. All right. Right-wing Ben the Welcher.
Mm-hmm. It's true, man. Garbage. If you welch on a bet, you're pretty garbage.
Yep.
Can't welch on
That's
a bet.
You can't welch on a bet.
Especially
like
in Nevada.
Step away from snitching.
Yeah, dude. Especially right. In this town. Come on now.
No stitches for him. Straight to the ditch for his ass.
Oh, my God.
Right. All right.
All right, Moonshine, throwing right-wing Ben
He's
the
He's probably
Welcher.
Digging one right now as we speak.
That's so true.
I have another one, a local one.
Oh, my God.
How
Do
about
you have
who-
a list written on lipstick in a mirror at home? You just
Maybe. How about whoever killed the burros? We never found out who did it.
Oh, yeah, who's shooting all the...
Yeah, all the wild burros. In the
what
desert.
About the burrow that beat up Benny?
Meh.
He should be on there, too.
Yeah, Benny should have been on a leash.
Mm-hmm. Burrow should have been on a leash.
That was a fantastic argument.
Devin!
How's it going, guys?
What do you have?
I have someone that we're all talking to now, Sparks for the Dictatorship.
Ooh.
What?
You know?
What?
All
Don't
that.
Compare
That's
me
too
to
easy,
Kim
though.
Jong-un.
That's too easy. I mean,
are you kidding?
You know
me?
He's going to lose.
Hold
like,
on,
he's going to be the winner of this entire thing.
No, yeah. I'm not going on the list for human trash bag. Are you
wow.
kidding me?
The guy called you in and put
you
on there,
guy.
Man.
You're just taking yourself off the list.
Yeah,
right there.
You're kind of being a dictator by not putting yourself
point.
On the list.
Exactly.
Okay.
Kim Jong-un Sparks.
And Mateo, why'd you say number one seed next to Devin?
I thought it was the best pick
It's not
so
the
far.
Best pick.
There's another one coming up. It's pretty good, too.
I am not as bad as Kim Jong-un and R. Kelly. Come on.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Shut up, Devin.
Maybe not R. Kelly.
This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
I got a couple from the sports world. You got John Jones. And Antonio Brown.
John Jones for sure.
Oh, wait. Okay, so John Jones. John Bones Jones, that guy?
Yeah.
And
he just keeps coming in the news.
Yeah, I saw he got popped for DWI or something in Texas. Is that?
Yeah, and then shooting off his gun into the sky.
Okay, I'm writing it down. John Jones.
I was getting him confused with Jim Jones, who should also be on the list.
Jim Jones.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. That guy
dead.
That puts cyanide
oh,
in the Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. He is dead. Damn it. He killed himself.
That's right. I never get to play that one. It's very excited. Let's go to back to the pizza.
Pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni pizza.
Yo, pizza.
I put Gooch on the list.
Ooh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Why is Gooch on this list now?
Because he's a trash can,
no,
that's
no,
why.
He's not.
He never answers the phone because he's always doing push-ups in the corner.
How do you know that?
I know
that?
Every everything.
Oh, I am the pizza.
I am the pizza.
All right, Gooch is on the list. If I'm on the list, Gooch can be on the list.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
That is so funny. Let's go to Lewis here. Hi, Lewis.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Who do you want to put on the list?
You guys are going to hate me. Can we put Greg on the list?
Yeah!
Dude, what did I do?
All yeah! Right.
Greg's going on that list! Lying every day on this damn show about kicking a door jam.
Oh, please.
Spreading propaganda.
Oh, my God. You should win just for saying that. I got video evidence. I have it on evidence right now.
Mm-hmm. Lewis, why do you want Greg on the list?
For cheating on his challenge.
Yes. Agreed. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Lewis should be on the list for lying about the cheating on the challenge.
Oh, stop.
Love it. Thank you, Lewis.
Oh, okay.
Wow. This
Izzy goes on the list.
No. What did I do?
Straw hat. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's up? How are you?
We're okay. We're trying to put together a bracket of the biggest human trash on Earth for March Sadness.
I got one for you. It's a little heavy, but it's Pearl Fernandez.
Who?
Pearl Fernandez?
Anthony Fernandez's mother, that Netflix show that we just saw.
Oh, yes.
To abuse her 8-year-old child.
Yeah, the little boy that died from torture and abuse. I told you about that documentary I watched.
So she killed a child?
Basically her and her boyfriend, yeah. Tortured
okay,
him to death.
Well, yeah, of
her
course. All right, good. That should knock me off the list, okay? I shouldn't even be on this list if Pearl Fernandez.
We do have audio of you saying you put cigarettes out on your son, so I don't know.
That's out of context. Kind of
I have video. I forgot my audio. I have audio of Izzy saying some things, too.
Yes, I know. That's true.
So
if you're going to use out of context
audio.
Stuff,
okay.
then...
I'm racist.
Never mind. Some
other
stuff.
Yeah. Put her on the list immediately.
No.
Racists go on the list
Stop
immediately.
Stop it.
Exactly.
Eat it with your face.
This should go on the list.
Just his butt.
Just your butt. Because we know what it's capable of.
I'm not denying anything.
dude, yeah. No, tell number two, Adolf Hitler's dead. Okay, we get it. Yeah, we understand. This is just currently living people. Let's go to the lines here.
The Rockefeller's Journey is presented with financial assistance from the West Virginia Humanities Council.
Rockefeller, what do you got?
There's no way Izzy cannot be on this list.
Oh,
thank you.
Challenges, generally complaining.
Yes.
Boom. On the list.
Honestly, she should be the easy.
Complaining.
Easy winner should be Izzy. But
welcome to the trash club, lady.
I thought it'd be too Izzy to put her on there. Too easy. I mean, I'm sorry.
Izzy, if we're being honest, I should be on there too.
Who? There you go.
It's not
who?
Personal. It's not
Rockefeller?
Don't bring it back, Rockefeller. You already said what you said.
Don't walk it back, bro. I'm on the list. Greg's on the list. Guess what? Izzy's on that list.
The most deserving is finally on there.
All right. There goes Rockefeller. All right, I think we have enough. Now we have to do is we have to put these in seeds. And I think we'll do that. We'll put the bracket up on our Instagram, at BS in the Morning on Instagram. And then what we'll do is tomorrow we'll start eliminating some of these brackets. But there's so many now, this might have to go a couple weeks. I thought we could get it done by Friday, but...
Nope.
This is a lot. Yeah, there's... we might have 32 on here, so... We might be able to just nail some down right off the bat. We'll figure out how it all works. It should be fun. March.
Well, that's actually perfect because the Sweet 16, you know, and then the 8 and then the 4.
So. Dude, yeah. We could do a couple a week or something. Mm-hmm. And we'll pull audio clips of each one. I do already have the trash bag toilet liquor. Listen to this, dude.
I'm here on spring break, and I flew all the way down here because I just wanted to do some blow and catch a dick, but this bitch Corona keeps blocking me. So you know what I did? I was tired of her getting all of the headlines. I was tired of her getting all of the press. So what I did was I licked a toilet seat on my sugar daddy's private plane on my way down here to go viral because I hate old people, and it's their fault that we can't go on the beach and catch a dick.
So there you go. We'll get audio clips of each of them, and we'll put them up there, and then you, the fifth man, will vote for who is the biggest pile of trash in the world.
BS in the Morning.
They keep me entertained during my drive to work.
BS in the Morning.
You guys are dicks, but I like it.
On Comp 92.3.
feel like gum on a shoe? Hang with us. We love you. It's BS in the Morning.
That was an easy one for sure.
What is going on? Hold on. Say it again.
What can I say? I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Got it. And humble, too. That's nice.
Evil genius. That's why you're on the list.
That's why you're on the list.
Oh, man.
I don't know why, but rattling off all human trash put me in a really good mood.
Right?
It was cathartic, I feel like.
And then you realized we're all on the list, and then it hurt a little bit more.
I mean, I'm on the list, but I'm not as bad as... I'm not as bad as, you know, 99% of these people. And by that, I mean, you know, Kim Jong-un is better than both of you guys. So...
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, some might disagree.
Well, I guess we'll find out with the fifth
man.
He's
got more hair than I do. That's about it. Dude. I think he had sleep apnea, too.
Dude, we're all
That's why he's so cranky all the time, his fat ass, dude. He's probably got sleep apnea.
We're all going to come out of quarantine with Kim Jong-un haircuts.
Yeah,
Speak
exactly.
For yourself.
If I had hair, anyway. Yeah, totally.
Oh, man. I love that joke. I don't know who said it. I can't remember which comic, but they're like, nobody has a worse job than Kim Jong-un's barber. It's
like, yeah, right.
Can you imagine spitting him in the chair to show him what
he's accidentally like the one time with the guard, like, ring? Oh, crap. Like, yeah, but he wouldn't even show him. You're like, oh, that's good, sir. Like, whatever.
too great. All right, that's it for the show. We are wrapping this thing up tomorrow.
Hold on. Benny wants to say something. Benny, you want to say
anything? What's up, Benny? He's breathing heavy.
Never mind.
He's
sorry.
Sniffing.
He's panning. It's okay.
Yeah, he was just sniffing.
We're going to do a round of drive flu trivia. Look, Greg, as you know, he's working remotely, right? We're trying to get some social distance here in the studio. Mm-hmm. It allows me to stand farther back from the disease-ridden normally, Izzy.
Yeah.
And it's nice. So Greg, working remotely, can now broadcast via his car wherever he wants to go, which is dangerous. But you're going to hit some drive-thrus. Those people are working hard, keeping people fed during a global pandemic. We're going to ask him some trivia through the squawk box and everything. And then we'll ask the same questions to Izzy and see who gets more correct. All right. That'll be tomorrow. Drive flu trivia. Plus, we're going to try to nail down this bracket. We got a bunch of people written down here for March Sadness. It is the last day of March, so I guess we can call it that. And then what we'll do is we'll bang it out. You, the fifth man, will vote on who's the biggest pile of trash in the world at the moment. That's it for the show. Thanks for listening. Make sure you catch the podcast. It's up there on comp.com/BS podcast every single day and anywhere you download your podcast. I'll be on Instagram live here at about 9 o'clock. Greg is on Instagram live at 1 o'clock and Izzy's on Instagram live at 4 o'clock at BS in the Morning. Plus, I'll be jumping on Comp's Facebook page doing a live Facebook live at 9:15. What's up, Greg?
Yesterday's Rasta party was a banger, dude. I figured out you could put people. I didn't know you get people could request to be in there with you.
Yeah.
Really?
So like I had
saw that
in
and
there.
I was scared. I didn't want to do it. Some dude wanted to come with
me.
Well, like,
the first one I didn't do it because it said Shane the Pegger and I didn't want just a giant rod in my video for the first. Yeah. But the rest of the people I let on. Gilbert was on there, a couple other people.
So. Now, do you kick them off? Is that how it works?
I think you could do one at a time and kick them off, and then one at a, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I have to figure it out more, but yesterday was the first time I've seen somebody try that. So.
Cool. Yeah, dude. Sweet. All right. Come hang out with us on Instagram at BS in the Morning, and then I'll be on Facebook, Comp's Facebook page at about 9:15 every day after the show. So we'll hang out with you there. Have some fun. Stay safe. Wash your hands. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na. BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na. It's over now.
Thank you, sir.
This traffic brought to you by the Valley Auto Mall. Choose wisely. Choose from the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at the Valley Auto Mall. You got a hit and run at 233 North 13th Street. You got an accident with injury at Cedar Ave and Northeastern Avenue. Another traffic on East Summerlin Parkway and North Rampart Boulevard. That's the only ones I'm seeing that could possibly affect any kind of commute. Everything else is probably cleaned up by now. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Make sure you're checking out the Valley Auto Mall. Choose wisely. Choose from the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at the Valley Auto Mall.